BBC, Holby City, starring Jimmy Akinbola as Malik, Harry Dillon as Michael, Tina Hobley as Chrissy, and Adam Astill as Dan. Previously.
3 weeks before you left, I told you I loved you. Remember that?
What if I said I'm over it?
What's changed?
Let's just say I was visited by the ghost of Christmas future.
What did you see?
A lonely woman looking at a photograph of you, wishing she'd never let you go.
Jack reluctantly hands Freya back to her mother.
So you'll be officially reinstated as of tomorrow. I'd like you to begin work back on Keller, please.
I don't think so. I'm gonna resign.
I think there might be a way to save both of your kidneys.
Half Empty, written by Andrew Holden. Malik places a kidney inside a model of a human body. He hits a timer, then performs a mock keyhole operation on the organ against the clock. Now, he's on the Keller ward.
How's my man doing?
Looking good, Mr. Malik. Can I talk to you about...
I just want to check you're still happy with the way we're going about this.
You can save both kidneys. I can save him. Happy about it. Don't worry. You only get one, brother. Who needs two kidneys?
Malik nods and moves off.
I know you're busy, but you did say you'd speak to Mrs. Spence about his leaving jokes. Albie's might be a good idea.
I tell you what, why don't I add that to my list? Right there at the top, hmm?
Thank you.
Mr. Malik? Whose laparoscopic kidney repair is this?
Mine.
Yeah, I can see that your name is on it, but what I want to know is which consultant is responsible?
Mr. Spence.
And whose decision was it to do it in this way? Why was this method even discussed? I can see no good reason for it at all.
It was the patient's choice, Mr. Griffin. He was looking for alternatives, and we felt it was our duty to convey all the options.
To convey the options, I see. Well, perhaps you'd be good enough to let Mr. Spence know that I will be speaking with him later.
Look, he was adamant that we save both kidneys.
Rick has already walked away.
You all prepared?
Yeah. Got my warm ischemic time right down to 18 in the wet lab last night. But we may have another problem to deal with.
What's that?
Mr. Griffin might have something to say about this.
Oh, what a surprise. Considering he never misses an opportunity to question me, he clearly is making the most of it while he can.
Could you take this through to the office, please? Be careful with it, because there's glassware in there. Is she moving in? Is this the chocolate fountain?
Mmm.
No.
Got not even a lick.
Oh, Chrissy, your reception called. There's a delivery guy wanting to know where he can leave a flock of white doves. Very funny. This is a working hospital, right? It's not wedding HQ. How else am I supposed to accept deliveries if I'm not at home? Oh, what is that? It's my fourth attempt at a seating plan. It's driving me mad. I can't sit Jennifer next to Dennis because neither of their kids will sit near them. And if Uncle Jimmy's not sitting near the toilet, he's going to be worrying all day. I thought there was another set of glasses somewhere. Now, these rugger bugger boys, they want to sit together, except there's 10 of them. My tables are only for 8.
Better you than me.
Mrs. Walters, will you please get back into bed? You've got to keep the pressure off that foot.
I'm capturing a typical day in a working hospital.
Trust me, this is not a typical day.
I know. I heard. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Who's the lucky man?
That would be me.
Please, can we keep the photography to a minimum?
Oh, that's like asking a bee not to buzz.
Excuse me. You all right?
Yes, just my to-do list.
You should have said. You'd have taken care of some of this.
Last time you booked us dinner, we ended up in the children's section.
It was fun.
It's all right, I've got everything under control.
Dan frowns when he sees Chris's wedding seating plan.
He's got a 3-centimetre laceration of the kidney. If you need to take it out, that's what you do.
Hall is in end-stage renal failure. Adam is the life donor.
But he won't be well enough to help his brother for 6 months in any case.
He knows that, but it's probably better than a waiting list.
High pulse, low BP, blood in urine, rapid shallow breathing. CT scan shows brain contusion.
That's stable. It's okay.
Have you explained what the risks are of repairing the kidney instead of removing it?
Yes.
Does he understand that removal of the kidney guarantees that all of the bleeding into the abdomen will stop, giving him the best chance of recovering from his injury and from surgery.
Yes, he does.
Does he know what could happen if the repair doesn't hold? If there's a slow bleed?
Yes, I've explained everything.
The danger of infection, of renal failure.
Yes.
Of pneumonia.
Yes.
Of death.
Yes.
Rick, Adam is determined. That's why we're doing this.
But you're not leading.
No.
Is this about you wanting to leave in some kind of blaze of glory?
No. I think he's ready for it, and he wants to take it on. Let's not penalize ambition.
Rick runs a skeptical eye over Malik on his way out. A man in his 30s gets in Jack's way as he emerges from the lift.
Excuse me, I'm Kit Maxwell. I'm F1. I'm starting my rotation here today.
F1? Yeah, right. What's the career plan? Registrar at 50?
I'm looking for Elliot Hope.
Oh, thank God. He's that way.
Oh, Mr. Malik, Paul wants to see you. I've just popped him in here.
I'll see you in a minute.
Yeah.
He's weak, breathless, and he feels sick. He didn't want to worry Jan.
What's happening, Paul?
Not sure. I think I fainted.
You have some fluid on your lungs. Let me see your hands.
It's hard to get my shoes on. I think I need dialysis. I'm not due until tomorrow. It's not a good sign, is it?
Where do you go?
Church Street. I'll need transport.
Hey, we'll sort it out here.
I'll call them, shall I?
Chantel, get a portable dialysis machine and a nurse here right now. Tell them he's too frail to move and don't take no for an answer.
You've got a medic on me. You're not worried, are you, Antoine?
About you? Please. Gave that up years ago.
Then just get on with looking after my brother. I'll be fine.
Jack, sorry, may I introduce Dr. Maxwell to you?
Yes, we've already met.
Unfortunately, I'm fully spoken for as regards mentoring, as are all the other consultants, except for, but, of course, if you're feeling...
I'm not feeling anything. It's fine.
Right. Thanks. Well,
there's no need to make a big thing, Elliot. I'll let him know how lucky he is.
We're both lucky. Kip graduated first in his year.
Well, that was some time ago, actually.
Well, nevertheless...
Dr. Maxwell, this is our patient. Mr. Phillips was admitted last night with chest pain, shortness of breath and a persistent cough.
Excess sputum?
Headache, tiredness, halitosis. What rotation have you just come off?
The ED.
Not much left of it. Nothing to do with you, I hope.
No.
Diagnosis, treatment plan.
Morgan, hi, I'm Dr. Maxwell. I just listened to your chest.
Jack observes as Kip moves the stethoscope across the patient's chest.
That's a bit sneaky. Yes, it's here, the heart's on the right-hand side, so it's dextrocardia situs inversus.
How come you're such a late starter, Dr. Maxwell?
Oh, kids. There's a funny story about that, actually.
Really?
Sensing Jack's hostility, he chooses to focus on the patient.
Yes, the edge of the liver is here, on the wrong side, so it's dextrocardia situs inversus totalis. Thank you.
Well done. So what's your next move?
Ultrasound to confirm, full blood count. Use and ease, arterial blood gases, chest X-ray, CT scan.
So, find the ultrasound machine, get a nurse, give instructions.
He looks slightly overwhelmed.
We're right here waiting for you when you come out.
I know.
Take care of him.
Malik joins Michael in the operating theatre.
All right, we're ready for you.
Okay. Camera in, please.
They view the kidney on a screen.
Grade 1 tear with surrounding hematoma. The damage runs deep into the collecting system. Maybe I should anchor it with a barbed suture first.
Sure. Grab the instruments for Mr. Malik, please.
Malik carefully feeds the needle and thread through a tube into the body. Dan is examining the photographer's ankle.
Looks like you might have a broken ankle. We'll send you for an x-ray and then we'll take it from there.
Oh, my. But that morphine, it's divine.
Don't get too fond of it.
Suck the marrow out of life, dear. That's what I say.
Bonnie!
Oh, my precious laptop.
What happened?
Oh, I was at the market taking some pictures for the library exhibition. Climbed up some steps to get a high angle shot. It was wet. I slipped. Luckily, the camera was okay. Oh, you should see the shots I've got.
Luckily, you're okay, you silly cow.
I'm always okay.
Right, this must be the wedding topper.
Oh, do show us.
The wedding cake topper is of two grooms.
Last one. Last clip. Time.
21 minutes. Not bad.
Oh, could have done better. I should have...
No, 21 minutes on that kidney is fine, believe me.
Yeah, I want to see if it holds first.
Okay, that's just general ooze. Not a problem.
Flucin will help it clot.
What's going on?
It's hypertensive.
Should be starting to clot now. Don't you just hate that? You'll find yourself praying.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
A theatre nurse shines a torch into Adam's eye.
It's critically hypertensive, camera. Pupils are sluggish.
No.
Yeah, the head injury.
What you think?
It's the brain contusion we saw in the CT. Either it's flowered up or there's a bleed in there.
Dan joins Chrissy in her office. He glances at the cake topper.
I've sorted it. A mix-up, well, obviously. Apparently our bride and groom are on their way to a... Well, you can see what they're on their way to.
Another happy couple.
They won't be so happy when they see that one of them has been turned into a woman. Gave the company an earful. Should have heard me. Very tough, no nonsense. Give me back my woman, woman. Everything's sorted.
Everything? I haven't even managed to get the seating plan organised yet. All the table decorations need sorting. And I was going to take my shoes back before the shops close for Christmas, but I can't now because I'm on this spa break for 2 days before the holiday.
Whoa, so now I need to slow down.
There isn't time to slow down. I just want everything to be perfect.
As long as you're there, it will be. Honestly.
Let me take care of some of this. That's an order, woman. There's only one thing I'd like you to do for me today.
What's that?
I thought without your dad being there, maybe you'd like to make a speech.
Me?
Yeah, that'd be nice. A few words about how lucky you are to have found a hunk like me.
Are you sure you don't want to write it for me?
You know what to say.
No, I can't. The last time I did a speech was at school. And I had a face like a beetroot. I was stuttering and stammering. It was
awful. Doesn't
have
to be long. Just a few words about what the day means to you.
Okay.
They kiss, but as Dan goes, Chris's smile fades. Adam's lying in a CT scanner.
There it is. That's a bleed. It's a big one. Nothing we could have done about that.
It's not going to cheer me up if he doesn't wake up.
Well, we'll find out more once we get him into ITU, but I don't give him much of a chance to come back from that. You want me to tell the wife?
No. I'm the lead. I'll do it.
Everything's in the mirror position, even the appendix.
Is that why he's struggling for breath?
He has Cartaginus syndrome, which is a combination of chronic sinusitis, bronchiectasis, and situs inversus. It's untreatable.
Is that what the book says? Should we send him home?
Well, he has chest pains.
What test will you order?
We'll try the 12 lead.
That should help us find out why the x-ray is showing up cardiomegaly as well. A condition we can treat. It's Christmas. Let's actually help someone.
You okay?
Kip wheels over the ECG machine and prepares the leads.
Now, what would logic suggest to you?
Put the leads the wrong way around. I might have to get this. I'm sorry.
That shouldn't even be on.
Jack shakes her head with disappointment. Chrissy screws up a piece of paper from a notebook and tosses it across the locker room.
You single-handedly trying to decimate the rainforests?
Wouldn't mind, if I could think of the right words. Dan's asked me to write a speech for our wedding. He's trying to prove that he's a thoroughly modern man.
Maybe I could help. I used to be a bit of a wordsmith at school. Even wrote some poetry.
You?
Yeah.
Well, go on then. Recite something.
There was an old woman from Bow.
This is serious.
Right, what have you got so far?
It's awful. Full of corny jokes.
I love corny jokes.
It's cheesy and sentimental.
Well, it's a wedding. Cheesy and sentimental is what it's all about.
Not so much. It puts you off your food.
How about this? I have loved you from the moment that I first saw you. When you walk into a room, it's as though the rest of the world stops. And all I can see is you. Something like that.
Chrissy studies his face and smiles, but as Sasha goes, she starts to look uncertain. Adam is being wheeled through to the recovery room. His wife gets up from her seat.
Hey. He looks good. He's looking healthier.
Mrs. James, I'm afraid we have some problems.
Right.
Remember we talked about the contusion on his brain? Unfortunately, he's had a very serious bleed. He's hemorrhaging. The blood is putting pressure on the brain tissue.
What are you telling me?
He has extensive brain damage. I'm so sorry.
What happens now?
He'll go to ITU. He needs to be on a ventilator. We've tried to remove the tube, but he can't breathe by himself. His vital signs are very poor, Mrs. James. I'm going to speak to a neurosurgeon to see if he can be operated on. It may be there is a small amount of brain function, but with the extent of...
What happened?
It was completely unforeseen.
No, he was sat up talking to me half the night. He's 35, he's fit and strong.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to talk to you. I want that other guy.
Who?
Your boss. I don't trust you. I want the other guy. The American.
Malik backs away, looking hurt. Dan is trying to work out the wedding seating plan.
Dan?
Hold on. So Uncle William won't sit with Aunt Jane, and Aunt Jane won't sit with her daughter, then they could put Aunt Jane on table five, which means that Uncle William could... Oh, no! Maybe next to Uncle Peter, who he hates, honestly. I had no idea Chrissy's family were so...
Dysfunctional?
Colourful.
Just think of all those colourful Christmases you get to look forward to.
Yeah, just for that, you give it a whirl. Here's the guest list, all colour-coded according to who gets on with who.
Right, I think so.
Think of it as brain training, flexing those mental muscles. Plus, I will cover for you after lunch, give you an extra hour.
I'll see what I can do.
You're a star.
Some of the nurses are singing carols for the patients on the Darwin ward. Kip returns to Jack.
We have five-year-old girls, twins. They've not long started school. They have a complicated relationship, and my wife's had to go in try and sort something out. Which is a shame, because it's the last day of term.
Well, if nobody's hurt and you don't need to go anywhere...
Yeah, no. It's showing left ventricle hypertrophy.
Yes, he has an enlarged heart. What's causing it?
Something linked with Cartagena's.
And what are you going to do?
Echocardiogram. Look at the action of the heart.
He might need surgery. Are you here to learn?
Yes, of course I am.
Then focus on me and the patient, or you know where the door is.
He looks embarrassed as he reaches for his phone. Malik goes to see Paul.
How's Adam? How'd it go?
Ooh. Listen. I've got some bad news. Adam had a severe bleed in his brain. You don't think he's going to make it?
No.
He managed to save the kidney. That had nothing to do with it. The head injury was far worse than we thought. I'm so sorry. Your urea up. Anemia is worse. Your calcium is also out of control. I have to tell you, Paul, the prognosis is pretty bleak. This might be your only chance.
No.
You have to get this transplant. Look, Jenny's with him. I want to tell her how sick you are and what needs to happen when he dies.
This is my brother we're talking about here.
I know. What do you think Adam would want to do, Paul?
I don't even know if Jen knows it, but he made a will.
No, like, that's good, Paul. That helps.
I can't believe we're saying this. These words.
I need to speak to Jen. She needs to be on side with this.
It can wait, can't it?
Right, the x-ray shows you've broken both the tibia and fibula. Luckily, I don't think surgery will be necessary, so we'll sort you out with the support and some pain medication, then ship you off to the fracture clinic.
So it looks like you're going to be at my beck and call.
Nothing new there, then.
Oh, he's a cheeky one.
That's why you adore me.
Adore? It's a bit strong.
Cherish.
I suppose.
I'll go and get your ankle support.
Nice to see a couple so much in love after all these years. Speaking of which, how's the speech going?
Coming along.
Finished mine. Just flowed out of me. It's amazing what happens when you just start writing.
It's not a race.
No, I didn't say it was.
Well, I look forward to hearing it.
She kisses him, but appears on edge. Malik's with Adam and his wife.
Mr. James. I can't get Mr. Spence down here right now. I'm sorry.
So I see.
Can I talk to you about Paul, please?
Right now?
He's run out of time. I'm sorry, I need to ask you about...
What is wrong with you?
Jen moves closer to Adam.
Mrs. James. Let him help his brother. Paul needs his help right now.
I can't think about this now. I'm sorry, but I can't. Look, I can't deal with this. Just stay away from us now, please. You've done enough.
Malik reluctantly turns away and speaks to Chantel on his way out.
Get me a tissue-type blood test kit, will you?
In a toilet cubicle, Malik ties a tourniquet around his arm, then inserts a needle into his vein. The syringe fills with blood. Chris is reading a wedding speech on a website.
You are the sunshine in the morning. You are the rain on a hot summer's day. You are the moonlight that lights my path when it's dark. You are the sun that bathes me when it's cold.
Oh, Chrissy, you have no idea how long I've waited to hear you say that. Should we tell Dan?
I'm trying to find inspiration.
Hello. Tell me, it's cool.
Cool.
Mm. Why should the wife have to sit there quiet as a mouse while the men do all the talking?
It's the only chance they'll get after we marry them.
Mm-hmm.
What are you two giggling about?
Girl stuff.
I thought I put you to work.
I suddenly remembered I had some nursing to do.
Bonnie. Sit down before you hurt yourself.
I'm fine.
Am I going to wrestle you back into bed?
Ooh, I'd like to see you try.
Dr. Maxwell?
He's tachycardic.
What's his FEV1 result?
0.8, so technically he's too ill for surgery.
Did you tell him that?
No, I told him how brilliant you are.
And why would you do that, or are you just brown-nosing for fun of it?
It's good for his confidence if we want to get him into theatre.
And we do. What does it show you?
Aortic valve regurgitation.
Correct. And how do I replace Morgan's aortic valve without killing him?
You're going to use a sutureless valve.
Your diagnosis and your treatment plan get you into theatre with me, but it's going to cost you.
Jack holds out her hand, and Kip gives her his phone.
You could be good. I'm going into theatre in the next half an hour. As of this second, you're still in. Leave that, or you're out.
His phone is taken away in a laundry basket.
You had any of these symptoms before?
Funny.
Well, I've had a few funny turns lately.
And when you say funny turns?
Oh, a bit of dizziness, feeling faint, sort of white spots in front of the eyes.
Headaches?
A bit.
Why didn't you say something?
I've been working flat out for the exhibition. I'm just tired. Besides, I know what a drama queen you are.
As opposed to what? Hmm? Burying your head in the sands, pretending that everything was all right? That's plain stupid, woman.
Is this how you fell this morning, having one of these turns?
We'll send you for a head CT scan and MRI.
Do you really think that's necessary?
Just a precaution.
Adrian and Bonnie comfort each other. Malik catches up with Michael.
Hey, did you talk to Jen?
Well, we talked about what happened in theatre. She had a bunch of stuff to say about you.
She's making this personal.
Yeah, she said you tried to talk to her about the transplant.
Yeah, well, that went well.
Hey, we need her consent.
Look, there's a will.
What?
Adam left Paul his kidney in his will.
Who told you that?
Paul did.
Well, we still need her consent.
But this isn't about her consent. This isn't in her gift, just
hey,
to...
look. It was Adam's dying wish to give his brother a kidney. Now, she will come around. She just needs time.
Paul hasn't got time. How long can he wait?
I don't know. But he's going to have to wait, because there's a long way to go before he gets that kidney. Okay? In practice, nothing is going to happen until she gives her consent, whatever his entitlement. Because in the real world, if she says no, the trust isn't going to fight it. You know, if I was your supervising consultant, oh, wait a minute, guess what? I am for the next few hours. I would tell you to go outside and get some fresh air and chill out. Hey, I'm being nice, Malik. Back off.
Bonnie gives her camera to Chrissy.
Oh, that ring's gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
When's the big day?
Next week.
And now you're feeling as if you're about to have a nervous breakdown. I felt like that too. You'll be fine. Everything has a way of working out in the end. Just so long as you remember the four important things.
What's that?
Something old, something new, something borrowed. Oh, you forgot. They're your lucky charms. You must have them. Something old for continuity. Something new for optimism in the future. Something borrowed for some dear friend. And something blue for purity, love, fidelity.
I'll get to work on that right away.
See, you do.
Kip is desperately searching through the laundry baskets for his phone.
Hello?
It's not very big, which is good news, and it's very likely that that's what's been causing your symptoms. Do you understand what I've just said to you?
What are you doing?
Their faces. They're just so full of tragedy. It's an awful job you've got, isn't it? Telling people news like that.
A neurologist will be in to see you soon, take you through the treatment options.
Thank you.
Like Mr. Hampton said, it's small, so it's very operable.
That's right. So there's no point in worrying until we know all the facts.
No point in worrying.
It's gonna be okay.
Jack's patient is crashing.
Kate, take over.
Kip comes in.
Okay. Where are his notes?
I don't know. Miss Naylor must have them.
Kip compressions. Okay, charging. And clear. Clear. What are you doing?
stimulating the vagus nerve.
Kip massages the patient's neck.
He's breathing. He's back in sinus.
Well, that's good.
Jack strides over.
Right, what happened?
He went into SVT. Breathing still laboured.
Bonnie's looking at photos on her laptop.
I like this one. What do you think?
I'm not really an art critic.
You should have told me you were having these symptoms.
I didn't think it was anything. And it may not be, but they said it was small, minor.
A minor brain tumour.
Don't be such a doom merchant.
Don't patronise me.
I'm not. Am I patronising him?
I'm staying out of this.
I'm calling the kids, letting them know.
Letting them know what? At least wait and see what the neurologist says first.
Ah, here he is now.
Hello, Mrs. Walters.
Michael rolls his eyes at the carol singers.
Florida, here I come.
What happens after Christmas?
I got a few irons in the fire. Keller.
Mr. Griffin, will you do the honors?
Okay, yeah. Chantal, the blood you took down to the lab for tissue type testing, who asked you to do it? There was no name on the sample.
Mr. Malik.
Chrissy returns to Bonnie.
What did he say?
Ah. Well, it's the good news, bad news scenario, like in the jokes. The good news is that the tumour is operable and he thinks he can get it all. The bad news is that it's on the occipital lobe of my cerebral hemisphere, which is back here, the part that covers vision. So, after the operation, it's quite possible that I'll be blind.
I'm so sorry, Bonnie. When's he going to operate?
Today. Well, the sooner the better. I mean, that way they can tell that it's benign.
And where's your husband?
Oh, he's just phoning the children. Look at that. The camera loves you. There's just something, isn't there, in the eyes?
What do you mean?
Sorry. It's not my business.
No, go on.
Will, you just look so very sad, dear.
I'm fine. Couldn't be happier.
Chrissy glances at her sad face in the photograph, then walks away. Adam's life support starts to beep.
Hey! He's gone into VF! Sevens!
Michael enters the room.
Okay. Charging at 150.
Malik uses the defibrillator paddles on Adam.
Malik, I need a word.
Charging again at 150, stand back.
Malik turns to see Jen watching in horror.
Again at 150.
Dan is amazed to find Eddie has designed a neat and tidy table plan.
You're a genius.
I'd say that deserves at least another hour off my shift.
How did you...
Okay, look. Ruggle buggers, these two tables. Plus two, John and Peter Smith. They're boys, 10 and 12, so they're going to love it. Plus Dennis and Jennifer's kids, all over 15, so they can totally handle it. Uncle Jimmy gets his loose side seat, whilst Dennis and Jennifer get to glower across the room in splendid isolation.
What can I say?
Rest of the day off?
Well, I can't quite stretch to that, but why don't you come to the reception?
What?
And you crack the code, you deserve it. Have you seen this? It's amazing.
Thank you, Eddie. Yeah.
Eddie leaves the office and Chrissy closes the door, looking annoyed.
Invite her to the wedding.
What's wrong with that?
It's not an evening at the rugby club.
I just thought it'd be a nice way to reward
her. You can't hand out invitations to weddings like merit badges.
I wasn't. I was just saying thank you.
How am I supposed to organise the perfect wedding if you keep throwing spanners in the works?
Chrissy, will you please calm down?
Don't tell me to calm down. I've got enough of my mind trying to write this bloody speech without you running amok with the wedding plans.
Running amok?
Do you know what? From now on, let me deal with everything.
Adam's still not responding.
Charging at 200. Clear!
Michael shines a light into Adam's eye, then shakes his head at Malik.
He's stopping.
I'm sorry, Mrs. James.
Get out. Get out. Get away from him. Get away from me!
Malik walks out, and Michael joins him in the corridor.
Okay, let's grab a theatre and get them ready. We can harvest the kidney at the same time.
Hey, stop.
We haven't got consent, Malik.
We don't have much time to harvest the kidney before it dies, Michael.
All right. I'm going to go back in there, and I'm going to do my best for Paul. But I need to know something first. Now, you sent some blood in for tissue typing. Whose is it?
It's mine.
Who's Paul to you? It's more than just a patient. What's going on here?
We used to be together. But nothing's going on now.
Does she know?
No.
Well, it's all making sense now. Explains why you were so keen for Adam to save both kidneys. We're going to talk about this. But you should have told me. And you should have stepped away.
How could I? All right, we'll talk whatever, but we need to hurry now.
All right. Just go back to Keller and try not to say anything.
Chris is agonizing over her speech in the locker room.
Uh-oh. I know that look. Anything I can do?
No, just having a little nervous breakdown.
How's the speech going?
Oh, it's wonderful. Beautiful, poetic, funny in all the right places. It's going to be a real crowd pleaser.
Right.
If only that were true. I am this close to using one of your silly little limericks.
Well, if it's crowd pleasers you want, you can't go wrong with the old woman from Bow. She was known to please many a crowd. Everything's going to be fine.
Yep, that's what people keep telling me.
It will.
Practically bit Dan's head off over nothing.
Oh, that's bride's prerogative.
Except I don't want to be standing at the altar next to a headless groom.
Are you sure there's nothing I can do?
I'll be fine. Where are you off to?
Christmas shopping. Took the rest of the day off.
Lucky for some.
Anything special you want from your son?
I already have a piece of cardboard with glue and shiny bits on. What could a woman want?
Sasha reaches out and gently strokes Chris's arm, then leaves. Jack's patient is still unconscious.
Still having difficulty breathing.
Let's just let him try.
He can't do it by himself. He needs ventilation.
Does he indeed? Where are the blood gases?
Oh, good.
This man can't go to theatre. He should be in ITU.
Right, let's tube him and bag him. Dr. Maxwell's taking him to ITU.
No, I can't.
Well, that's not your call, is it? I tell you where to go.
I'm afraid I can't.
It's also not your call to cancel theatre.
No.
Or to tell me where this patient should be instead.
No, I'm not. It can't be me.
So you're leaving?
Yes.
This is unbelievable.
Listen.
Look, Kip, just go back to your life in the slow lane. If you can't take a little redirection, then that's where you belong.
You're lucky I fetched this from the laundry. That's why I have to go. My kids are stuck at school. My wife's on her way here in the back of an ambulance. She's 34 weeks pregnant. Twins again. Her waters broke as she was crossing the playground. That is my call.
Jack looks ashamed. Jen is with Adam's body.
Goodbye.
She kisses his hand. She steps away and crosses the room to where Michael is waiting.
I am very sorry for your loss.
So am I. I need to call some people.
Of course. We do need to make a decision.
About the transplant.
Adam is a registered donor, and he has made a very specific commitment regarding his brother.
You people. This is what you wanted all along, isn't it?
It is what Adam wanted.
He wanted to live
She shakes her head.
Why should I stop you? No reason for both of them to die, sir. Take what you need.
She goes to leave, but pauses in the doorway to take one final look at Adam. Malik rushes over to Paul on the Keller ward.
Paul, we're on. Let's get you off this thing.
Are we doing this? Where's Jen?
I'm not sure. With Adam, I guess.
How does this work?
They'll bring him to a theatre.
I need to speak to him.
No. We haven't got that much time. I need to consent to you, okay?
I've got a cadaveric donor nephrectomy followed by a transplant. Everything else will have to wait. Yes, he's here right now. Thank you.
Adam's on his way.
Okay.
No. You need to stay away. Jen doesn't want you anywhere near this, so you're out. Say good luck, walk away.
He left a patient and he tried to tell me what to do.
He was giving his opinion, and it was a good one. Come on, you have to admit, what he did was pretty impressive. I've mentored some right numpties lately. You could do a lot worse.
What the hell made you suddenly decide to send me an F1 anyway?
Because you're the only consultant without one.
Why send me one with kids?
Unsure of what to say, Elliot quietly slips away. Rick and Michael go into theatre.
It was the wrong way to bring Malik on. The wrong job, wrong approach.
You just take the kidney out.
You just couldn't bring yourself to fade away, could you?
Malik walks up to Jen, who's waiting in the corridor outside the theatre. She's hunched over and crying.
Can I sit down with you?
She shrugs and he sits down. He turns to say something, but she shakes her head to tell him not to. A kidney is removed from Adam's body and placed into a bag. The ventilator tube is disconnected and the life support machine turned off. The kidney is put into an organ donor cool bag and a sheet is laid across Adam's face. Malik is standing in the stairwell, gazing sadly out the window. Paul has been prepped for surgery.
Well, this is it, Griffin. Last time at this table. Last operation in Holby City.
Yep. It's a pity it had to be under such questionable circumstances. You really should never have allowed that repair to the kidney.
You shut up about that. Now, we both know it didn't make any difference. That guy died because of a contusion in his brain. Doesn't matter which procedure he chose.
Point is, it was not a great example to set Mr. Malik.
Man, you just don't know when to quit, do you? Look, after today, we won't have to work with each other ever again. Think we'll both sleep easier tonight. Knife.
We've spoken to neurology. They're full up there, so they're gonna have to bring you back down here after.
Right. Ah, where have you been? Did you get lost? He's got the worst sense of direction.
Just sorting out a flight for Melanie.
Ah, that's her eldest. She's a fashion designer in New York.
She'll be here in the morning.
Maybe she could help me with my wedding dress.
Oh, she'll dress you all right. I'll take the photographs. It couldn't have come out better. Now, what about the boys?
On their way.
Wait till you see my boys. Christmas is coming early. They're gorgeous. Well, boys. Max is 36. He's a solicitor. Sam has been interested in cars since he was
about
this high.
Will you stop it?
What?
Look, Bonnie, sweet, I love your optimism. There are times when I wouldn't be without it. Now, please.
Well, what do you want me to do? Wail and weep at the skies? I don't like this. Not one bit. But the thing is that there's always light. You just have to know where to look for it.
Well, I'm not seeing it.
Well, let me tell you. I'll still be here. I'll still hear your voice. I'll still feel your touch. I'll still hear the laughter of the kids. And that's my light. You're my light. I give up my sight for that in a heartbeat.
Chrissy is moved by Bonnie's words.
Let's go.
Rick and Michael are cleaning up in the scrub room.
It's nice to finish here on a positive note.
Yes, must be.
Come on, Rick, lighten up. You know, you and I could do the same. It hasn't been all bad.
No. Not all bad.
Michael passes through the Keller ward.
Oh, Mrs. Finch, you are coming for drinks later, aren't you?
Yeah, sure. Have you seen Malik?
Everyone wants to say good luck. And Vanessa in the pharmacy was saying that some of the girls are getting into town after. Do you want to come?
I mean... Chantel, have you seen Mr. Malik?
No, I haven't actually, but he has definitely come in. I've checked.
Michael finds Malik in the consultant's office.
It went well. He's okay.
What's his ETA on Keller?
It's not long. Tell me something. When you ran into Paul and you realized his brother had promised him a kidney, what did you think?
I'm not sure I know. I wanted to help him, I guess.
Hmm. And you didn't think, can I continue with this case? You didn't ask yourself, as physician to his brother, am I best placed to be an advocate? Not for the universal brotherhood of man or for my own glory, but for one thing and one thing only. My patient's health.
I should have told you sooner.
Yeah, you should have. We would have a serious problem if his wife had even gotten a whiff of your connection to her brother-in-law. That's it. Go on.
Chris is at her desk, idly drawing a fairy tale castle. She flips the pad over when Dan comes in.
Is it safe to come in?
I'm sorry.
It's all right. I understand. What can I do?
You've done enough. I couldn't ask for any more.
You can ask for anything. How's the love sonnet?
English was never my strongest subject at school.
It's not a test. If you don't want to do it...
I do. I just got to find the right words.
I love that you're trying so hard. Just don't think about it. Write what you feel. It doesn't have to be poetry. I wouldn't want it to be. I just want it to be you. From the heart.
As he goes, she notices he has left his notebook behind.
Dan?
He doesn't hear, and she takes a look inside at his wedding speech.
Chrissy, I've never been particularly good with words, so you'll forgive me if this sounds overly sentimental. The thing is, I don't care if it does. There aren't any words to express how I feel about you. I love you more than anyone I've ever loved in my life.
Kip's on his way out.
Oh, is everything okay?
Yeah, I think so.
What happened?
Now I've got four kids.
Well, congratulations. I'm sorry I was so busy pushing you along that you didn't feel you could...
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, really quite funny now I think about it. Girls again. What am I going to do? Everything in the house is pink as it is.
I can imagine.
Look, I'm sorry about today.
Put things right.
With you and me, I don't think that's going to work.
Why?
Well, frankly, I'm not your type. It's true, so don't feel you have to find a nice way out of it, OK?
Listen...
Really, the distraction factor just doubled, and you don't need it.
Well, have an eventful Christmas.
You too.
Elliot caught the end of the conversation.
I wasn't ready for him, Elliot, not yet.
Talk to him.
I just did. He fired me. I'm obviously not the nurturing type.
Bonnie has come out of surgery.
How did it go?
Somewhat better than expected.
Oh, congratulations.
For once, I'm glad I was in the wrong.
You'll be used to it by now.
My name is Williams. How possible?
Chrissy signs for the package, but seems distracted. Paul, recovering from his surgery, gives Jen a hug. Malik watches whilst pretending to study Paul's notes. Jen leaves and Malik moves closer to Paul.
What do you think she'd say if she knew about us?
Well, why would we tell her?
I think my life might be lacking in some way.
Yeah? You forget to make those all-important social plans for Christmas. What would it do to your career, man?
I don't know. Right now, I'm not convinced I care. I got it wrong, Paul. You were the one.
You didn't get anything wrong. We drifted apart. I can't make that same mistake again.
I'll be seeing 10, yeah?
Drinks for my boss.
Yeah. Don't let me keep you.
Malik gives a wry smile, then turns to leave. Chris is staring sadly at a new set of wedding cake toppers. She runs her fingers over the miniature bride and groom, then looks up as Dan enters.
Did you ever see such a handsome couple?
He holds out a jewellery box.
What's that?
Or something new.
It contains a necklace.
Like it?
Her face remains sad.
Chrissy? What's wrong?
I can't.
Can't what?
Dan fills with dread.
You say what I think you're saying.
She slowly looks up at him, then averts her eyes back down to the floor. Michael's packing up his desk.
You don't understand. The drinks are in your honour, and I'm supposed to get you there.
Yeah? You coming, O department head?
I wasn't planning to, no.
Thanks.
Well, I'll say goodnight then. And good luck, Michael.
Yeah, you too.
Chrissy is in tears.
Why?
I don't know how to explain it properly.
Can you try?
I don't feel the way you feel.
What does that mean? You don't love me.
I'm supposed to before a wedding. That's why I've been trying to make everything so perfect. Because maybe then our marriage would be too. But a wedding's just for a day. A marriage is for a lifetime. I'm so sorry.
Dan tries to hold it together, and Chrissy hangs her head in shame. With tears welling in his eyes, Dan reaches out and places his hand over Chrissy's. He stands and gently kisses her on the head whilst trying to bottle his anger. He walks out and Chrissy watches him go with tears streaming down her face. Michael loads his possessions into the boot of his car. He goes round to the driver's seat and finds Malik waiting for him.
How you feeling?
All good.
Well, I guess this is goodbye.
Yeah.
Michael offers his hand and Malik shakes it, then it turns into a hug. Michael opens his car door, then pauses to look at the entrance to Holby City Hospital. Then he gazes up at the building with a wistful expression and closes his eyes for a few seconds before getting into the car. He drives off and Malik walks alone across the car park.